The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Good afternoon. This is movie producer Robert Evans, here to tell you how you can make your Easter spectacular. Here's something you might not know about me. Easter really is my favorite time of year. It's a great time for family and friends. Of course, I have very little family, but I sure have a lot of friends, especially when my pictures are doing well. Here's how you can make your Easter something really special for you, your family, your friends, and the kids. I like to gather all my kids around and tie Easter eggs. And then I hide the Easter eggs and put drugs in them. Yeah, there's nothing quite like an Easter with what I like to call jelly ludes. Quaaludes, put in a crystal ball, and they really are spiky and nice. I like to hide my acid tabs in my backyard. If the kid finds a little tab of acid, boy, is he in for a treat. And he doesn't need a rabbit to show him that. Yes, the Robert Evans Easter is a very special Easter. Yes, give your lover a basket of speedballs. Nothing makes the holiday go faster. Of course, if you're really in a pinch, you can go to the corner of the grocery store, buy a honey-baked ham. Bring it into your house and have all your Hollywood friends f*** it. Won't that be fun? And of course, while I'm doing this, I'm wearing a bathrobe and a medallion shaped like Christ's wounds. It's Easter at the Robert Evans house. What a spectacular Easter it'll be. But there's one thing that I used to do every Easter that made it even more special. Something that made that holiday my favorite of the year. Every single Easter, I go out by the pool, I tie Allie McGraw up, and I beat her with a dead rabbit.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sorry for late.
Please.
Gabriel. You started without me? You cut the turkey without me? Come on, we leave. They start without us, we go.
Every year you are late, Gabriel. We were hungry, the kids wanted to eat, we were ready, we couldn't wait.
You're all flesh and blood and you couldn't wait? You cut the turkey? That's it.
You cut the turkey. It took us hours to get here. You live miles from nowhere. It's too far for God's sake. Too far for relatives. Get new relatives. Got relatives that live near you and who you wait for.
Mark Reddick's
father. For God's sake, let's not make an issue out of it.
You know what it is? That's what happens when you get to be wealthy. You got a wealthy son, so you don't even wait for your brother to come before you cut the turkey. The hell with you!
To hell with me?
Yeah, they got to wait till every relative is there before the turkey's cut. I said enough.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Palmer.
A hot summer night.
Had dinner with him once.
And now he's dead.
And now he's deceased.
Nice going, Mike.
That's a shame.
But you're alive.
I didn't mean, yep, barely. You know what? That idea we had about sending that thing to that friend of ours?
Not so much.
Not so much.
No, he'll find it if he wants it.
Much better in practice.
Another time.
Much better in rehearsal than it was in practice.
We all got very excited.
That was my fault, but
I wouldn't say that.
Well, I tried my damnedest.
I thought you did a spectacular job.
Spectacular. I really tried to do my Robert Evans and just sometimes they're better on the sketch pad than they are on the launch pad.
Anyway. Will you do me a favor?
What's that?
If I go before you.
Yes.
Which are probably, the odds these days are probably
true. Oh, you mean
true.
You die before
now,
Mike?
Yes. I know you've had a day. We're going to talk to
will
you about
you
that.
Will you do my eulogy as Robert Evans?
I would love to.
That would be amazing.
Let me tell you about a spectacular kid. Oscar Santana. You know, a lot of people thought he was challenged as English as a second language. But I think of him as an overachiever.
You know what I think? I think that'll go well with the family.
Enjoyed.
Why is he a talk like that?
In 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Fiber Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Tuesday, April 19th, 2011, and we are over 6 million downloads and still growing every day. Our show today is brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. Mm-hmm. CB Lucas made our living room studio cozy and comfortable year-round, except when RJ leaves on heat on a hot day.
I don't know. Uh-oh. I think right now this room feels spectacular.
Mention this ad and get your AC tuned up for summer for just $69. And if you need a new high-efficiency system, call them for a free in-home estimate. Get 36 months same as cash financing or rebates up to $1,200 on new train systems. For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas AC and Heating. Or click their ad on our website. I wonder how they'll love me doing Robert Evans for their commercial.
They'll love it.
I just realized that since RJ got here, he's undone all of his shirt buttons.
Yes.
Because when he came in, he looked sort of like a Filipino barber. And now he's got his shirt hanging open.
You know, I always say March the cruelest month, but really April... Even
has turned out to
even
be
even crueler.
Yeah, it seems that way.
April, very cruel. Mm-hmm. And a lot of dramatic temperature fluctuations. Mm-hmm. And we've got this new heating cooling element,
right?
Mm-hmm. One unit that we have that's just incredibly powerful. Mm-hmm. Like
very
quiet. You can change the temperature in the room instantaneously.
We don't know that this happened, Mike, but we turned on cool today and there was a thunderstorm in your foyer.
It was
because of the front meeting.
It was something to behold. But the other night, someone, I don't want to blame RJ. It's
why,
not his
why
fault.
Would you?
Someone left the heat on and we had one of those warm days and I was halfway up the stairs and suddenly it hit me.
Oh.
It hit me that it was like heat time.
Heat rises.
And I came in and there it was, 74 degrees in this studio.
There are five people in this room, yes, or six? Six.
Now you're pointing, would you like
to? You know, RJ, I was going to say.
It could have been me.
Anytime you want to throw somebody under the bus.
Because, you know, there is
especially
one person,
if his name happens to start with a B and M with a Z, you know I'm all for that.
You know, Mike, there is one person in this room that likes it warmer than everybody else in the world.
Well, he's been ill.
Yeah, I'm quite healthy now, though.
Now,
and I'll turn it off if you'd like me to when I leave.
Well, no,
or
so,
turn it down.
So you
whatever.
You like
some mornings? Warm. Some mornings it's chilly and damp when we arrive.
It's and then, not a and dungeon.
Chilly and damp.
And then yes,
chilly and damp like a basement.
Would you like to feel my fingers?
Yeah, no.
Would you like to feel your fingers?
No.
No, it's fine.
How about mine?
It's fine, but I'm just saying what happened is it got warmer during the day. Someone should have turned the thermostat down. That someone can be me if you'd like.
This show makes me feel so much better.
Does it really?
It's sick.
You've
it's
had
sick.
A day.
Like the microphones turn on and suddenly I'm just better. And then they turn off and I'm back in the pit.
No,
of depression.
But you've got a full hour of joy. I know you had a great drive in.
Don't get me started. You know, when you leave Washington, D.C. at approximately 9:25, mm-hmm. and that's the time I left, you know, that's what I call the cakewalk drive.
It should be.
Back home. It's not going to be an issue. You've just missed rush hour, mm-hmm. and, you know, you'll have a little sluggishness periodically, but really you also have the potential of having a straight shot. Today, mm-hmm. our president is traveling out on Route 66, mm-hmm. and it's shut down. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
This is for Washingtonians primarily. We shut down the Beltway.
Right.
We shut down Route 66.
These are major.
And we shut down Route 50.
Really the only three ways to get into the district.
Major precisely. Now, I didn't know they shut down all of them. RJ, you were telling me that you read online that this was a presidential deal, that they were...
I read that.
You read that on Facebook.
Actually, what I read is that the president just wanted to drive.
So went for
just
a spin
to drive his car.
Go out for a spin, yeah.
Mr. Santana. Yes, sir.
I do that same drive every day.
Right.
And I never really get the straight shot. And I tell anybody who cares and that drives that drive that Route 66 for those in the DC area is like a magic eight ball.
Right.
You never know what's going to come.
You never
up.
Know what's going to happen.
No.
And it's horrible.
No predictability.
It's 2 to 3 lanes of. Everybody in the entire state of Virginia, mm-hmm. actually everybody in the rest of the continental United States,
yes.
coming into Washington, D.C. from the west.
Well, what happened is when they first decided to make this be like a throbbing metroplex right after World War II, mm-hmm. and it started to spread westward, there is really one road
right.
that connects mm-hmm. the district to all points west,
to the rest of
almost
the world.
To Pennsylvania.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's it. Everyone takes this road. And
I was looking for a Sharpie because I was I was going to show people maybe on Ustream uh-huh. how they designed this little road that you've heard about on national television. It's called the Beltway.
Right.
Yes.
Inside, outside the Beltway.
Well, the Beltway and 66 are both woefully inadequate.
Precisely.
For what they're required to do.
A circular bypass on the interstate around D.C.
In the old
circuitous
days,
is a word I like.
They called it the circumference road.
Right.
It was a road that went around the District of Columbia.
For those of you in Coralville, it's like a roundabout, but times a million.
Yeah, it's huge.
Like the road around the fountain at Coralville Landing.
Yes.
Right. All right. I'm thinking way too much about the type of paper that I'm going to use
like
do this demonstration
some
on.
Some velvet.
Here we go.
Just draw.
I have the... all right. Here is the blank piece of paper that uh-huh. they use the day the guy was going to do the Beltway.
Your easel.
And then he came up with this.
Mike is now... And then he's now drawing a puzzle piece.
He came up with that, and that's the round Beltway.
Yes, right. Pretty much.
That we all deal with.
And keep in mind, the other two complaints about the Beltway, it's a round road that involves 95 north and south.
Yes.
So the longest
multiple
straight
arteries.
Road on the East Coast
right.
is part of the round road.
Yes.
And also, who's the guy that could assign north, south, east, or west
to
a round road?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. This I don't get.
And I remember when I first drove down here from the state of Connecticut to go to the American University. Mm-hmm. And I got down
Very
and
confusing.
It said south, west, north,
Makes no
east.
Sense.
And I'm like, but I'm not pointed in that direction.
I went through
Where the hell do I go?
Right.
It's nuts.
It's crazy.
It's nuts. But then to add fuel to the fire,
yeah.
the president, I guess, is going out to do something somewhere, and he shut it down. Do we get any more information on this?
So apparently he was participating in an Easter prayer breakfast.
Oh, I love a prayer breakfast.
Little respect.
God.
It's Passover.
Damn it.
Yeah.
That's not
he
the
celebrated
right
Passover last night.
Nice.
A prayer breakfast.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
Why
There's
didn't
really
he...
nothing better than a prayer breakfast.
Why didn't he take his chopper?
Yeah, good question.
You know what?
Motorcycle?
Maybe that costs more money. Maybe it cost us more
in
money.
In a land long ago, far, far away, when I used to play golf at a very, very she country club type of experience, mm-hmm. and I loved it, the president of that country club was a very famous gentleman mm-hmm. in inside the Beltway,
yes.
a gentleman by the name of Vernon Jordan.
Right.
Yeah.
And Vernon Jordan was the president of this golf club that I was a member at.
Right.
And Vernon Jordan at the time was very, and still is, I believe, very good friends with the president of the United States, Bill Clinton.
Right. Yes, very
and
close.
Bill Clinton would come out and play golf.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there was always much consternation about the fact that Bill Clinton took a motorcade out there
right.
while George Bush Sr. Mm-hmm. used to take the helicopter out
right.
there. And I don't know. Now, I'll tell you, as someone who sat on the Beltway for 1 hour today, not moving, and looked around at all the people around me, I will tell you, I opt for helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
Pay the taxes. Get the helicopter
I agree.
Out
and
there.
It's safe. You know, we actually have tape of Obama at the prayer breakfast if you want to hear what
Let's listen to what it sounded
what
like
held
today.
What Mike up today?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
This is Barack Obama.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Now count to three. Come with me. And you be
right
in a world of pure imagination.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much.
So I think it's a really it was worth
it,
the trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, worth the trip. So I was held up today. it's been a crazy day. I wanted to talk to Oscar about his postal visit yesterday because Oscar, I think, is the only one of us, to the best of my knowledge, that actually had experience going to the post office yesterday
on the tax deadline day.
That's actually now not Oscar's had another development.
Not his top story.
It's another.
another. You're having another
I'm living
day.
My own Don't bury Vietnam.
The lead. Yeah. You're having your own news. Your own day. It's going a little rough today with the personal relationship, and we might as well dive right into.
There
that.
Is something about a being a broadcaster where there are probably, I want to say, 2 to 3 times where I've missed a show for personal reasons. Mm-hmm. This would be the second or third time.
But you technically haven't because I was late and we modified the schedule, so you're on
but
time.
But to make the decision to say, I clearly cannot make it to a broadcast is probably the hardest decision as a professional broadcaster.
It's heartbreaking and it's mind-breaking.
It kills
you,
all of us.
You don't take it lightly.
Right.
No.
And today, this morning, you should know my Tuesday routine is basically 8 a.m. therapy with a couples therapist, but we're going alone. And then I go to my day job, and then I come to do the show here.
Gotcha.
What was a 6:30 a.m. call from my therapist that said he's basically sick? Because you know how you ever wake up, you're like, oh, is it 8 o'clock? Did I miss?
Right,
because I felt like he's like, this is Dr. So-and-so. And I'm like, right. I'm so, is it 8 o'clock? What happened?
I'm sitting here in my office and you're not here.
He said, no, it's 6:30 in the morning. I'm sorry to wake you up. I just want to let you know that I'm sick, so I don't want
That's
you
to. That's a bad therapist.
That is.
That's a bad therapist that makes that call the day of. I'm sorry.
And also, you know what?
Make that call the night before.
And I don't want to hear from the therapist. I want to hear from his people.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Pay enough.
I'm really not feeling well, so I can't talk to you because it's so grueling.
Which I've got diarrhea.
Was fine by me because I said I can get into the office a little earlier, do a little more work. It's one less thing I have to do today.
But I'm going to guess you were in need of that couple's therapy.
I probably was. Because yesterday, before I went to the post office, and did the dance of, oh my God, am I going to get this in on time?
Did you file your taxes yesterday?
No, I filed an extension, but I had to send a check.
Ah, gotcha.
Right. So, but if you don't, what most people don't know about an extension is that you still have to pay. You have to pay an estimate. Yeah, you have to pay an estimate and hope that it's more than what you owe.
Right.
Look how excited Mark is.
So, I had to get in, and as I'm putting all this together, Kara walks into my office, and the arrangement that Kara and I used to have when we were in a full-fledged relationship was that I would handle all the grocery. I'd handle everything except for her car payment and her rent. And as of late, she really hasn't been paying rent because she's been living with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the arrangement we had when I was in what I thought was a committed relationship, and she had not stepped out of the relationship.
Oh, boy.
So Kara,
oh boy.
Kara walks in yesterday and...
Make it.
No, she walks into my office and drops a grocery bill on my desk for $700.
Ooh,
what? Man.
Wow. That's a big trip to the store.
That's like I'm having the relatives over for the 20-year family reunion grocery bill.
That's like 5 Thanksgivings.
That's a party of 80
that's
Costco
one,
bill.
One trip?
So take $100 off for the yearly Costco membership. So that's about $600 for the month.
Right.
Still,
I mean, and I said to her, I look at it and... Being an old, let's just get this over with motion Oscar was, okay, I stroked the check. And as I was striking the check, I said, wait a second. Where the scholarship's over. Like, what? This is not the relationship I was in before.
Right.
This
scholarship
is
over. Right. I love your lingo.
Your GPA had fallen before below a 70% C average.
Right.
You don't get any more money from me.
Are you reaping any reward out of this Costco stuff? Or, you know,
she's going to the store for me.
Right.
But I can clearly call Peapod and not pay as much.
Exactly.
And mind you, I go through this receipt, I see hair coloring stuff. Nail stuff. This isn't.
But on the bright side, Oscar, you do look great.
Anything for her.
Two Thumb Santana would have spent maybe $200.
Right. Exactly.
Because a guy doesn't need that much to sustain himself.
Go get it.
Except for a phone call from Andrew in the middle of the day after tax day.
And see, now we're normally supposed to be clear at
this
point.
That's true. That's true.
We're supposed to be clear. RJ's going to go get my phone because the phone's ringing again.
Measure.
I just have to know now.
Normally the show
would
be ending here. But
normally the show would be ending. So whoever, this is a free pass. So what happened
anyway? So the scholarship is over, and I make that clear to her. I said, if you really want to repair this relationship, you have to come on in all facets here.
Mm-hmm.
That we are going to go 50-50 on everything.
Right.
Well, real quick, I need to set a stage for someone who is not watching on Ustream.
Yes.
Mike now has his left arm extended as far out as he can because he knows RJ is going to stick his bearded hand through the curtains and, right. and give exactly. him the phone thusly.
But I'm wondering now whether it will ever happen until my arm falls asleep.
There's the bearded hand.
Nice.
Of course, he did it at a different angle.
Yes.
Right, right. It's yeah. a little detail, it's nice but and it's awkward. An important. It's an important detail to note here.
Who was it?
Ah, my bride.
Oh,
my bride.
She thought yeah. the show was over.
Hold on, just
maybe she's at Costco.
She's getting Oscar's hair coloring.
Right. Hold on. Guess what?
What?
This is good news. What? Guess what? Pepsi Complete is back. Thought you would be happy to hear that.
Breaking news.
Pick that up with some Benefiber.
Baby?
Yeah.
Hello, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, we're late. We're recording the podcast late.
Oh, okay.
And you're on the podcast again.
Hello.
Hi, how
Hi,
are
Carla.
You?
Hi,
what
Carla.
A great okay. text that you gave me about Pepsi. That's fantastic.
Isn't it? I asked Joey, I said, Joey, why did it go away in the first place? Because it went away for about a year.
Right, it did.
Now it's back in Costco and everywhere, so you can get it.
Oh, that's good stuff. I'll be getting it today because God knows I need it after being late all day.
Yes, yes. I'm glad I could bring you some good news.
All right, love you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Try to keep it under 700.
That's good, Mike, for
She's
dinner tonight.
She's not going to understand that.
For dinner
now
tonight,
I feel like I'm rubbing that in.
No.
We had a huge shouting thing last night.
No,
so.
No.
A lot of couples have their
You're happy. Too.
Right.
I'm sad.
So you are sad.
This is like that book you brought in for Luca. Is it happy?
Happy,
sad.
I like the idea, though, that so you're in a transitional situation where you're seeing right now. Let me just see if I've got your
yes.
relationship
okay.
right. Because we
Santana
really.
Santana Mac.
We've alluded to it occasionally, yes. but I don't think we've really laid it out there.
Yes.
Where you are with this woman right now is that you are in a stage in your relationship where you're in an evaluation stage
yes. mm-hmm.
as to whether you're going to stick with it and give it a try or whether you say enough is enough.
Yes.
All right. And so, yes, it has changed. You know,
yes.
the rules are not the same. And you're
yes.
not married and you're not even engaged. So,
no.
No, right now he's evaluating $700.
So she lays this $700 bill on you.
Yes.
Ooh.
Text. What was that?
Just another
it's
text.
Mike's phone again.
It's just crazy. I mean, it's just because I'm beginning to think now I really do have to shut everything off no, when we start the podcast.
What is your texting noise?
Blue-doo.
I love it, man. I want to hear that again.
Pretty right, groovy.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you. Let's move on. I'm
yes.
sorry. My sincere apologies.
No problem.
I'm going to turn the sound off. Like, yeah, yes. like
just
like
a little
that.
Silence.
Thank you very much.
So, basically, I tell her that if she wants... Because her situation was, this is, you know, our relationship, we're always working, and as she was on scholarship, I didn't have a problem paying for things when everything was on the up and up.
But she's working too, and I think even when she was on scholarship,
which
you know,
I was very generous.
And you're making I'm a sure. little more money than
which,
she is.
Which allowed
as
her
it should be.
To pay for pay down her car,
right.
which allowed her to do with things, probably save some money.
As you were preparing for your life together.
Yes.
Right. Sure. Right.
Do her own things.
But now, now you're kind of got to think about the future and a future
without her. I have
to
be a little selfish.
You do have to
I have
to
cover my ass.
It's right. really not right. selfish as it is prudent.
I think
Thank
it's practical.
Yeah.
Pragmatic would be the
exactly.
word
Exactly. That's
use.
The word I would use, but, too, if I knew what it meant.
But she is your roommate, technically, right now. Is
yes,
that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't roommates share the grocery bills?
That's
and
what I made clear
Split
to
Split the expense.
$350 okay. check, please.
Yes.
Right.
So then she went into... But you broke my phone. You broke all these other things. I had to spend money on that.
You said you broke my heart.
I said, I only broke those phones because you lied to me. You're lucky you're even in my life right now.
Right.
I was like, so if you're going to play this game.
Is this the first time you broke stuff or have you broken stuff since then?
Well, I broke the original stuff.
Right.
When I found her outside on the
and
phone.
And you replaced all of it.
Yes.
And you paid for that.
Yes.
Okay. And then you broke
I
stuff
broke the
again?
Second phone, if you remember, because she erased her text.
Right.
In my hands.
Yeah. It was artful. He just sort of snipped. Like that.
See,
he
that's the part where
it.
I was down in Florida.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
I missed it. This has been going on a long
yes.
time.
But I didn't rage out. I actually recorded our conversation because I want to be respectful of it.
Right.
And I broke the phone. And after I broke the phone, I felt remorseful.
How much yes. can we sell that for?
The broken phone?
Yeah. No, the recording.
Oh, I mean, I'm never going to. I mean, you should hear that. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
No, that'll never go.
Yeah, although the broken phone would be good on the auction.
I don't good even think Minasha. I have that. Do I
Way
have that?
Way to have that,
that
thinking
Let
cap on.
Let me see what's going on here. I might have it. I'll play a
No off switch
you.
On this guy right here.
No.
Let me see if I have stuff. It in my memos here real quick.
All right, you know what? Let's take a break.
Yes.
Okay. And we will take a break, and we will come back, finish this up, and I will talk to Buzz about Benefiber right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page. Yay. We have talked about it time and time again, ladies and gentlemen. The Amazon page is how we pay the light bill here at the Mike O'Mara Show. Mm-hmm. If you want to do some online shopping, please, 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 please tell your friends, tell your grandmother, tell your neighbors, tell Donald Trump. I don't care who you tell, but tell them to go through MikeOMaraShow.com to do your online shopping at Amazon. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. They appreciate it. And it helps monetize the show. You can find gifts of all kinds, and all you have to do is bookmark this page,
right.
MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's that easy. When you think of shopping for any occasion, think MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
It's brilliant for Mother's Day, by the way.
I don't need to say forward slash. All no. I need to say is slash.
Slash.
Yeah. That's right.
Forward slash is making me sound like an old man.
That's no, just no, no, too no, many no, words. No,
no. Thank you, Rob.
I got a great email from Amazon yesterday that my seller now has the 4-pound jar of Princess Maraschino cherries back in stock.
Oh, good.
So now is your time.
When you say your seller.
Yes, well, there are certain sellers under the Amazon umbrella.
Yes.
And my seller was out of cherries.
Really?
Maybe I bought too many.
Let me ask a question about this.
Yes, I'll entertain a question.
I was doing some shopping looking for a mid-priced watch.
Okay. Okay. A gift for a friend?
I recently felt myself a little light in the cash department, mm-hmm. and I felt that my watches weren't performing up to snuff in the superstitious category.
Right.
So I unloaded some expensive watches.
Oh, very
and
good.
Did very well with that the well, little good. Transaction.
A wise move.
And then, but yet, I'm not really thrilled with the watches I do have, and I was mm-hmm. looking for a mid-price watch. So I went to Amazon.
Sure.
Amazon directed me towards a watch store.
Sure.
My question is, if I went to this separate store and I bought a watch there, is that still under the Amazon umbrella?
You just have yes. to access it through Amazon.
That's how it works.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do
and
it.
And once mm-hmm. you get to Amazon once through our page,
right.
no matter how much you click around, we still get credit.
That's okay, right. very good. I mm-hmm. just wanted to find that out. Now I know. Now and I know, and
is it
I had
a Timex?
Lots of fun. No, but there's some nice Timexes,
Casio?
Actually. It's, you know, there's
does
some
it,
nice,
a,
there's
does it
some,
have a calculator
there's
in
some
it?
Nice Casios yeah. there, too. There's some very, but there are also some very, they're very interesting watches that I'm not sure I fit the profile of who would wear these watches. I believe the brand
how.
Name is called Just Bling.
Wow.
No, that sounds
Jacob
like you.
Jacob the Jeweler?
My, oh my, what fun.
I have found the recording from said night.
Yes.
Yeah, you're gonna. Are you going to play a
no,
snippet?
No, I'm just going to play a snippet. I don't right. even know what this sounds like.
Oh get
my
ready,
God,
America.
This man has balls.
Yeah, I know.
I got it.
Right, this is from the night of the this is the knockdown dragout.
Yeah, but you plug it in.
No, I'm not plugging it in.
All right, here we go.
A-hole.
No. Of course not.
How about we set up a pay-per-view real quick?
Yeah.
I can do it.
Ronan can do it.
I can't hear a single thing. All right. I mean, it should be recording something. Let me.
Is your volume down? If your volume is off.
Here we go.
There we go.
There we go.
Here we go.
Okay. I will say that Kara and I
Oh,
I don't know if you picked that up, but yeah. there is some serious, there's some yelling.
Yeah, you know what? I think that, you know.
I heard a little energy.
That's enough.
I'm so, yeah. yes. I'm helping you out here.
Thank
I
you
think
very
that
much. I'm not going to play.
So, no. so,
so basically, if you're
so
just catching up with us.
That starts the
$700
fight.
$700 that, this is what happens.
And you
I
do
go,
a slow burn.
I slow burn with it. I explain to her that there's no more scholarship, that the scholarship's over, that if she wants this to work out, she's got to toe her weight. In this relationship,
pull her weight,
with, right. which is not just emotionally, but it's also financially.
Right.
And she's always said that I didn't care. You worked so much. I didn't care about all the money. I didn't care. I was like, it surely helped you out.
Yeah.
All that work, mm-hmm. all that time. Mm-hmm. So show me that it doesn't matter to you, that you're willing to actually work. And this isn't a factor. I said, when we go out, do you ever pay for anything? No.
Right.
When we go grocery shopping, do you ever hear, no?
And it's not like I don't like to pile on because I don't think it's becoming.
No,
in fact, it's quite unbecoming. But I don't care.
I like it.
It's not like to in fairness to you,
yes,
you're making a decent living, but it's not like you are, you know, lapping her 40 times.
No, I'm not a trust fund child.
It's not like you are, you know, in certain relationships that I have been in.
Yes.
In the past where, you know, where there's a significant discrepancy.
And I never used the money as control.
Right.
I never said, you can't do this, you
can't
do that.
You're just being a good guy and you're being a gentleman and you're being chivalrous during this.
Which I didn't mind doing in what I thought was a truly committed relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she said... Well, it was, and this is the great part about this. She said, oh my God. She said to me, she's like, it wasn't about the money that I was with you. If I wanted to be with, because this other gentleman's very wealthy that she was with.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if I wanted money, I could clearly be with the other guy. I said,
she said
wrong answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no S.
I said, wrong answer.
Wow.
This isn't about the money for me. This is about my self-respect.
Yeah, I agree.
I said that I can't continue paying for things for you if I don't know this is, I mean, what add $350 a month if that's what's going to be the queue times 12. Why would I do this to myself?
Are you, can I, let me ask you a question before we go any further with this. Is there, I know you are all about the struggle. You really are. You like it. You like the struggle. You love toil.
I don't it in my relationships. Okay, not so you're not, my life.
So that struggling masochistic part of you
it
is not, because I'm almost saying that,
kills
you know,
me.
It does?
Yes.
Because, I mean, I know when you, when you're that distraught that you're thinking you might not make the starting bell today, I've been there. I was saying this to the guys off air, correct?
Yeah, right.
I was saying the fact that I had been there in my second marriage where I put a call in and it was horrible. It's like the last thing I wanted to do, but I said, I'm not going to be able to do it today.
Yes.
Not going to be able. And obviously you were at that level of distraught.
Yes.
Come to work.
And it's just, it's tough. And I don't know. I mean, it's just, you know, I feel for you going through everything that you're going through simultaneously right now, you know, and I'm wondering with the, you know, are you, so you answer the question.
Well,
you're not digging this at all. You're not doing this.
I'm not.
Just to beat
on
yourself.
What I would want her to do is to see that $700 bill and come to me, regardless of where she was financially, and say, look, I know things have been crazy. I can't afford, if she couldn't afford it, I don't know what her, I don't look at her finances. I don't do that.
Right.
If she would have come to me and said, look, I can only afford $200. I know that we're in a weird space. Or $150 or $50.
Yeah,
some gesture.
And something. Men and women think differently.
Instead of coming in and, boop, here you go.
Right.
I'm going to go to the bank today if you don't mind getting this done by 3 o'clock.
Right, right. Okay, I get it. And that's what starts the big blow up.
Yeah, so
and
this
what
morning,
time is it approximately when the grocery bill exchange
like
happens?
1:30.
Okay.
And I'm beaming. I go home, and instead of going home, I go to my favorite place in the world.
Could we replace that with seething?
Seething.
That's
seething.
Beaming would be, you know, after you've just been banged.
Four and four. Okay. Yes,
and Mike loves sex on a quilt. So, he always has.
Well, I always beam after sex on a quilt.
That's right.
Right.
The delightful old patchwork quilt.
I go to the bar. I have two beers around the corner. I don't even go home.
Today.
This is yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
After work.
All right.
And I go home at 8 p.m. and I take an Ambien. I see her. I said, I just want to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I take an Ambien at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wake up till 6:30 this morning when my therapist called me.
Okay.
How do you feel after that? I got to try that.
I feel amazing.
Really?
Two thumbs up.
Not sluggish.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
And then as I'm
and
about
all the food
to,
has been eaten.
As I'm about to leave for work, she says, do you really think we're going to make it? And I said,
Right as you're going to leave for
oh,
work.
Oh, God, I don't like statements or questions at that time of departure.
But that's the unique. Now, listen, have we all been there?
Yes.
Right at maximum work time?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that, to me, can be any time between when you're going to bed, getting ready,
right,
like if you have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and like a half an hour before you're going to leave for work.
I have always felt it's a test. It's a test
to
how much value you put on not just the conversation, but the relationship.
You're right.
In the minds
and it's
of
like,
women.
I know
you're
that the one thing you really, really build your day around, and for me, it's simply 1 hour on the radio.
Right.
I know that means the world to you, but I have a question for you that I'm going to ask you right now.
Anyway.
What's the meaning of life?
Yeah.
Super selfish.
So,
yes.
This is a great guy's show.
And you know what?
I know we have a lot of women, God love them, that love this show, but if for you know what? For ladies in the audience, please let us know on Facebook if we're being a little too guy-centric. I have no objectivity in this.
This is just Oprah upside down.
God, wouldn't that be something?
I have no objectivity here. I really can't do it.
Going into this, I didn't know that was a universal
yes.
among women.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was something unique that Mrs. Spiewak did.
Rob, if you talk about the really big ones I've had, 80%. Yes. I am not exaggerating. 80% would be in and around right when I was going to work.
Ill-timed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here.
Always.
Same
here. And yes. you know what? Always, maybe always. One of the ingredients there is because the just inherent stress of knowing that you can't be doing that conversation at that time.
Exactly.
It's going yes. to escalate it. Back. Boom, boom, boom.
That you make your heart explode.
And the right. thing is when you do that, you can't get her on the quilt.
True. So she hits you with that as you're walking out the door.
And I break down to her. I said, Kara, this isn't about money. This isn't about me wanting things from you. I need to feel comfortable on every fact. I'm hedging my bets.
Mm. Yeah.
I was like, that's what I'm doing here. And she said, well, it seems like you're just making this harder. I was like, you think I'm making this harder? I was like, the reason why you never told me you cheated on me in the first place and you continued a relationship with this other man wasn't because you, oh my God, were like so in love or you needed this passion or you needed to sleep with someone. I was like, that's because you wanted to.
Right.
I was like, and you never told me, and this is what sucks for me in my eyes, is that you went and did what you wanted to do, and you came home, and everything was fine, and you continued giving me receipts, and you continued letting me pay for things, and you continued letting me pay for vacations, where I wouldn't have done all that if I would have known what you were doing. It's not, I feel used. I said, mm-hmm. I completely feel used.
Did you get the impression, understandably, you yes. felt used, do you get the impression that she felt she was using you, or was she oblivious
feels,
to that?
What she felt before we had this conversation this morning, where I missed the first quote unquote start time for the show, was that she felt like she was also putting time in her end. And I said, look, I love the fact that you buy groceries. I love the fact that you go and pick that up. I was like, but that is not worth you stepping out of our relationship. Mm-hmm. That does not make up for that. And I said, if you would have gone and banged this guy and then came crying to me and saying, I'm sorry, or I blacked out and made a mistake, I was like, you went out of your way for 6 months to have a relationship with this man.
Right.
Whether you've banged him 3 or 4 times, I don't care. I was like, there was a relationship there.
Right.
I was like, and you can't come back to me and tell me that I'm making this all about money. I said, no, I'm not. I'm making this all about me right now for the first time in this relationship where you clearly... I said, what did you think was going to happen if you came and told me that you had cheated on me? She goes, I think you would have broke up with me. I said, what did you think was going to happen if I found out that you were in a 6-month relationship with somebody else? She goes, I think you would have left, but I didn't think you would ever find out. I said, you have to stop thinking that way and realize that you're lucky to continue to still be in this apartment, still be in my life, and you should be happy that I'm giving you a second chance. Because not too many people get this chance. What would you do if I did this to you and I was in a long-term relationship with somebody else at the brink of getting engaged? I was like, I don't feel like I just lost a girlfriend. I feel like I just lost a wife. Mm-hmm. I was like on the brink, ready to make a wire transfer to a jeweler. Mm-hmm. Had made these plans. Like the fall from grace is and it's just different from a guy. From a girl, when a guy does this, I can tell you 10 out of 10 times, and I'm not making excuses for them. That's scumbaggy as well, and it sucks. But a guy can go bang a chick and walk away. You had a clear connection with this man. And
that's what you're in this therapy
for. And this
for.
Is what's so tough. And you can also be honest with yourself, because you've told me this in the past. You said that you're glad that this came to a head because you feel like you would have done this again if you hadn't been called on it. Mm-hmm. How is that supposed to make me feel? This is who you are. You know this is who you are. I have to carry this around me every day. And regardless if I talked about this on the podcast or not, and guys who have been through this understand this, that and guys who have good girls and have good and girls that have good husbands mm-hmm. that haven't done this, when you walk you're walking into a formal room with a loved one. I know you do this with yourself, Mike. Regardless of what has gone down between you and Carla, I know when you walk in a room, you then this is the right context. You beam with pride with your wonderful, kind, beautiful bride. Mm-hmm. You beam when you walk in a room with
her.
Yeah,
I do.
I told her I cannot, I don't beam. I'm ashamed to walk around with you, regardless if I've talked about this publicly or not. Yeah, because inside,
it's a very interesting
I
way
know
of
you're
it.
Not a good person. You haven't been a good person in this relationship.
Or hasn't been a good person to
you. Yeah, to me. You haven't been.
Hasn't treated you
so
well.
I was like, and you've reaped all the benefits. Kara, I'm not, I was like, if I was selfish, I would have taken all that ring money and paid off my car. I would have done all kinds of great things for myself. Mm-hmm. But I chose not to. And for all the lack of affection you felt that you found in another man, I was like, I made that up. I felt in my eyes tenfold with the amount of time I put into a startup business, mm-hmm. and the time of effort I put into the workplace that I have today, which, by the way, you work at now.
Yeah.
You have a better opportunity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You could
right.
be rotting away at a car dealership the rest of your life, which is a respectful place, but she wouldn't be earning what she's earning today.
Right, right.
She wouldn't have had that opportunity.
So when I hear all this and I listen to all this and I hear this discussion that you're talking about, that you had this heated discussion that you had today, so this is the first time that you've gotten there with her on this subject? It's the first time you've laid it out there, because I'm surprised.
Because
I'm astonished that you haven't, that this hasn't occurred before.
You have to understand that I am at a really effed up crossroads in my life right now,
mm-hmm.
where like I don't even feel like going to regular work.
Let me tell you about you, okay? Having been in many different relationships and been a little bit, you know, around the block a few times.
Clearly.
You have to remind yourself. It's very important, I think, for you to do this. You have to remind yourself that you're going to be okay, that you're going to be fine, that you are going to come out on the other side of this. And coming out on the other side of this, let me tell you something. No matter what the circumstances, you're going to come out intact, and you're going to do fine. Might not feel that way right now, but you are eventually going to get nothing. No one can destroy an individual. You can't. And if you know that, if you keep saying that, and sometimes you have to say it to yourself, it's really, really true. And I think that's important for you to know that. I'm not laying any judgment on your relationship and whether you should stay in it, whether you shouldn't. That's not my place to do that. Only you will be able to decide that. But at the same time, you have to remind yourself, no matter how bleak it gets, no matter what, I don't see any downside for you. I truly don't. I think I look at somebody who is going to be around for a long time, longer than me, somebody who's got a very bright future, and you just have to keep pounding that into you. And I think the balls that you have to lay yourself bare like this and have other people that might be going through a similar situation commiserate, you're doing a tremendous service to our listeners who are listening right now. And for those F-sticks that occasionally say, I don't want to hear about the breakup, I want to hear Charlie is an aircraft traffic controller, I say lick it, because I don't give a shit, because I am riveted by this. And I think anybody that's been in any kind of interpersonal situation is riveted by this. And I do bite my lower lip not to, you know, pass judgment, because that's what we Irish do. We're real good at it, especially my mother and my sister. But, you know, I think what you're doing so far is you are really articulating your feelings and letting her know.
Yes.
And I don't know if anybody in this room has. I think we'd jump on him right away if we heard something that we said was, you know, we've jumped on you before. You've had your meltdowns, which are not good in any way. But, you know, and in certain things in your relationship, the way you do them, I wouldn't do it the same way, and I probably told you that as well. But nothing you've said so far, you being very honest, and I don't hear any, I'm not hearing anything that's telling me that, you know, you're wrong, you shouldn't be reacting this way. I'm hearing an honest reaction.
Well, the thing
is
you really can never fault anyone for having a feeling. You can fault someone on behavior or something that harms someone else.
Right.
But what we're hearing from Oscar is,
well, that sounds like a therapist.
Well, no, I don't want to sound like a therapist.
But it sounds like a therapist. I've heard that enough times.
I don't want to say, but what I'm saying,
you can't blame her for what she's feeling. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
What I'm doing here is I'm backing Oscar.
I know you are.
He's being very honest.
I know.
And we're getting into how he feels. And
right.
When you talk about riveting,
then let me put it this way.
That is what's so genuine.
What he said, I agree with. I totally. And what you're saying is, I totally agree with. You know, and that feeling of, you know, walking into a room with somebody, it may not, you know, do we ever really know? Okay.
No.
Got a 20-year-old gorgeous wife. Do I really know? I hope, I pray, I don't think so. I trust.
Just point of order, she's not 20 years old.
She's 21 years younger than I am.
Yeah, but you said I have a 20-year-old gorgeous wife.
That's right. I did. I had a 22-year-old when we started dating each other.
I know, but I'm just trying
to
make it clear.
But right. I go through, you know, and Rob, when you're when Carla your wife,
might have,
when your wife flies halfway around the world to Japan to see a guy, yes. Do any of us really
know? I had a good friend tell me, and he will remain nameless, but a man that has had multiple women in his life. He said to me, he goes, Oscar, I've had beautiful women around me, and I could tell you that they all never cheated on me. But I can also tell you that they probably all had cheated on me. But the worst part about it is that...
Explain that way. That you confused me there. What did you
mean?
In
that he didn't know that they cheated, so...
Well, they could have, and he could never know. They could have, and he just will never know.
You know what? And I think at a certain point, you do have to live your life that way.
And he's very honest. He's 4 or 5 years older than me.
Right.
And he said, but the worst part on your end is... that you're in love with someone that you know has cheated on you.
Yes.
That's
tough. And that's where therein lies the impasse. Yeah,
that's a crack that can't be repaired.
Yeah. I mean, you know what?
I hope it can.
It's repaired in certain relationships.
Okay.
There's precedent. Mm-hmm. Is there not?
There is
precedent for it where people do repair their relationships.
Just, it can never be undone. Though,
just for full disclosure,
right. Ring the bell,
when I just remember this, when I wrote the check to Kara... And I finally wrote the $700 check because it was just like, whatever. I wrote on the memo, Kara support. Like, Kara support. Uh-huh. Like, I'm supporting her.
Okay. Like, child support.
And she stomped and she said, this is just disrespectful. And I said, it's meant to be. It's not meant to be nice.
You little weasel.
I said, are you going to still cash a check? Clearly.
Right.
I was like, that's not going to change what the check's worth.
Advantage Santana.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's what really led up to this. Now, everybody might ask, why didn't you have this conversation earlier? We haven't been in a mutual therapist yet. This is still what we're working on.
Individual, separate.
Okay.
Divide and conquer.
I will also say.
I hate that, too.
I will also say. But you the fact
everything.
That I'm going means the world.
No, I mean, I think it's good that you're going. I hate that they counsel couples separately.
I agree.
I think it sucks.
Two copays. And Mark designed the program.
You know, I really hate that. I think you got couples therapy. Put them both in a room together. I believe that. Because one person's going to tell one story when the other person's not there. It's going to happen.
It's quite valid.
But I think the idea is that each individually, you get to purge.
Both sides of
the
story.
You get to kind of clear your head with somebody else
the
there.
The therapist gets the unfiltered truth if they divide and conquer.
Or the unfiltered BS.
Right.
Yeah, yes.
Either way.
Very true.
Right.
So I just hadn't had the time to really and again, peaks and valleys, people. Mm. And sometimes it's easier just to continue your life and not address things and just move forward and just try and make the best of a situation. But there's so many things going on that everybody that I'm not the only one. People listening right now have these things happening in their lives. So I understand and I empathize with you. But you get to a place where you almost can't function. And even at work right now, I can tell you, my whole day at work was thrown because she came and did that. And I'm sitting in front of my computer and I'm like, I have to do 10 things, but I can't do one. That's what's horrible about this. You you end up destroying yourself. This is why people drop out of school after breaks up. This is why people lose their job after breakup. Yeah. This is why people have dramatic weight gain after break. Right. You give up.
Yeah.
And it's tough not to give
defeated.
Up for a while.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You feel defeated. But you know you're the same smart guy you've been all along.
I know that. Yeah. But guys, regardless of how strong you are and how smart you may be, this will tear you up.
Absolutely. We totally get that.
So we'll see what happens. And that's why I couldn't make it to the original starting bell today.
OACAC.
What is OACAC?
What does that stand for?
Let me see what you've written down there.
OAC. AAC.
Oh, I agree, Mike.
You know what I'm doing?
I don't.
Is that Pig Latin?
OACAC. OAC. AAC.
Oh, I do.
It's like
as
a
matter of fact.
Wheel of Fortune in here.
No, no. It's something.
Right, Rob's figured it out.
It'd be something good for the bonus program.
You want to tease with it?
Not really. I'm saying, Mike,
Buzz,
is
OAC, AAC.
It's not ringing a bell.
You know what? OAC. In a way, Mike, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
I've said it before.
Yes, you have.
On this very program.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll think about it. It'll come to me.
No idea.
First word once.
That's right.
Yep. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break.
I was thinking it was a different C word.
No, no, no. Oh.
Hello.
Well, can be used.
That works.
That's what I thought.
We'll take a break, come back with the audio ball. Thank you for sharing, Oscar.
Oscar, good guy.
Hang in there. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. 250 Ustream viewers today.
That's fantastic.
Nice. Hi.
Delighted to have you with us.
Welcome all.
I will tell you, Ustreamers, Thursday, our bonus show is going to be the all phone call bonus show. So we'll take your phone calls. Be ready.
Yep.
Tell the neighbors. Should we give the phone number?
I think it's on your...
It's on your easel right there.
It's my easel?
Easel.
Big letters, yes.
All right, very good.
Actually,
behind all those papers.
I think I have it, too.
Thank you very much. Hold on. Where the hell is it?
The number... Write it down for you for a quarter.
The number is 877-806-2482. And if you're calling, let's say, from Canada, Rob... I know the toll-free number doesn't work, so you can also call 718-506-1625.
Write those numbers down. If you're on Ustream, those are the people that we're looking to participate. It's going to be your little private show we're going to do. The bonus hour is going to be a delightful one, and we are going to be taping that round about 12:30 on Thursday.
Traffic allowing.
Yes, be aware of that. If there's not a presidential motorcade. Right. You know, though, you know, now that I think about it, is it really that bad to be delayed by the president?
No.
I'm not really.
True.
I don't feel half as bad about this kind of call.
No, I think it sucks. He can kiss my ass.
Oh, you hate everything.
Time to open up Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by Netflix. It's not just movies. Most of the TV shows we discuss are available now on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Watch them on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touches, or even on your TV for just $7.99 a month. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website, and let's get right to it with the Audio Vault. Mr. Spiewak.
I didn't have any audio yesterday from those horrible tornadoes on the East Coast, because all the footage that I saw was visual.
Right. Yep.
Until I found this morning.
Okay. Sound?
This is the world's calmest tornado viewer. This is a guy sitting in his Ford automobile and describing a tornado approaching him. You're going to hear wild sounds, but the thing you have to keep in mind, and we have this video up on our page at YouTube, so I invite you to go to our YouTube page and take a look. Listen how calm this guy is and discussing what's going down. I really would have to have my seats replaced.
Okay.
Because, or at least Scotch guarded. Mm-hmm. Check this out.
Well, I happen to be recording it. That's even better.
He's in his car. You can see the tornado in the distance coming straight at him.
I'd say it's going straight toward me. Yep. But it's not one of those, I would say, you know, like devastation or terrible. I mean, it's picking up leaves.
So you think.
Stuff in it, but it's not. It's just twisting. It's kind of an idiot. Flash and blowing up some power lines.
It's the Prozac.
Now,
hold it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking to. It ain't one of them real devastating ones. What it is, what it seemed to be is
it's picking
one,
up
of
leaves.
Them, one of them picking up leavings ones.
Now, I want to take it from the beginning, because after he says it doesn't seem to be doing any devastation, he says, oh, it's blowing up power lines. You can see the transformers blowing.
All right.
Like the equivalent of across the street.
Power lines blowing up, showing sparks in the air. Don't think it's all that dangerous yet.
Listen again from the front, and the calm demeanor he has at the front, he still has at the end.
Well, I happen to be recording it. That's even better. I'd say it's coming straight toward me. Yep, but it's not one of those, I would say, you know, like devastation or terrible. I mean, it's picking up leaves. I see stuff in it, but it's not. It's just twisting. Up there goes a flash. It's blowing up some power lines now. Yeah, now, oh yeah, I'm stopped. I'm in a parking lot right now. You hear the rain now? It's going to pass right over me.
Okay, first of all, rain doesn't sound like that.
No.
That's hail and debris. Okay? Yeah,
no, that could be rain, because really, if it's that intense, it could be rain on a windshield. It's just the microphone picking it up. It might be hail. I'm not. Well, you can see it. You watched the video. It
didn't look like rain to me.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's actually rain and debris. Leaves and trees. The nearest tree to me is probably down the road from your house to the corner. Yep, there goes the roof off a house.
Okay. God. Yep. There goes the roof off a house.
Rob, you've used the wrong word here. You said this is the world's calmest tornado.
I was trying to be nice,
this
Mike.
This is the world's dumbest tornado. Yeah.
Hey,
ever.
Mike, yep. There goes the roof off a house.
Yep.
I love you.
I'm okay, you already know. My girlfriend is done okay.
Did you get a call? He's finishing the call now.
I'm okay. Still good.
I'm still good, just now I got a problem with what I'm driving. It's damaged.
I'm having a problem with what I'm driving. It's damaged because the roof blew off a building and got me.
What half a bottle of Xanax resulted in this calmness?
I know. And the tornado, you watch the thing pass him by.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yep.
Don't worry for me. But...
And that's how you look at a tornado and keep calm.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, the roof got off a building.
There
and
we
got
go.
Me.
Watch out for it.
Now, we lost Gary Busey off the Celebrity Apprentice this weekend.
He didn't die,
so
Rob.
Sad. No, we lost him.
I know you wanted to make it sound like that. We lost Gary Busey.
But he had a great monologue on the Celebrity Apprentice that I think you'd be interested in.
Okay.
Tell me if this means as much to you as it meant to me.
Father's Day. 14-year-old son and a 12-year-old daughter make a meal for their father. It's the end bone ribeye with stuffed potatoes. They bring it to their father. They look into their father, hoping he'll like the meal. And when the father's eating the meal, a tear falls out of his eye. And he's so happy that his children made this meal for him. And they eat the Omaha steaks, the bone-in ribeye, and they go outside. The gift to the father is a kite. And they take the kite out, and it has heartland quality Omaha steaks since 1917, and they fly that kite after having eaten the best steaks in the world, and they fly the kite. People in the neighborhood see the kite. Omaha steaks, that's pretty nice. And they're flying the kite in joy of the Omaha steak, and it's a father, daughter, son, Father's Day.
What do you think?
I think he's got a plate in his head.
What's he talking about?
Yeah. I think he's Rocky Road all the way.
From a marketing standpoint, Omaha Steaks,
oh, they
now on
the
website,
I know.
Have a Gary Busey package where you get a kite with the purchase.
Do they really?
Yes, they have like every tier of people what they tried to do. It's brilliant. So someone could actually buy you his package with the kite.
Terrifying man, as far as I'm concerned.
You were talking about how yesterday seemed like a grumpy, sad day.
Yes.
I don't think today's any better, and I think I figured out why, because I was Mike. You remember your favorite television show of all time?
What's that?
The Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Oh, of course, yeah,
well,
I love it.
Do you know what happens today?
What?
Today is the day that they start Skynet that will actually end the world.
Oh, really?
Check this out. This is why April 19th is bad.
Okay.
The Skynet missile defense system goes online April 19th, 2011. Declares war on mankind and triggers a nuclear apocalypse 2 days later.
So we got 2 days.
Yep. So 2 days later, we're going to have the nuclear apocalypse.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
So
make
much
your
for that
plans.
Check. Hopefully it doesn't clear.
Yeah. Yeah. Cash it
Don't
tomorrow.
Worry about it. Yeah. Right. Ready for a foul.
Time for one more?
Yeah. One more, and then we got
to
go.
I wanted to bring you something that would cheer you up a little bit.
Oh, good.
Mike, it's the sound of what happens when you tickle a penguin. It's Cookie from the Cincinnati Zoo.
Thank you, Cookie.
Tickling a penguin.
And that is your magic audio
ball. It's a euphemism.
We will take a break and come back with Buzz and News right after this.
We're going to trap.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Is this, oh my God, who's doing it? It's a Suspicious Minds.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, I know this singer. I'm out.
Fine Young Cannibals.
Yes. Fine Young Cannibals.
And I think my favorite Elvis cover of them all. I think they did a great job with this.
I am such a boob. I thought this was Cat Stevens.
Oscar Santana, such a boob.
Time to get the news update. Here he is, the man, the legend. We didn't get to have our Benefiber discussion today.
Well, there'll be plenty of time for that.
Yes, maybe tomorrow we'll see if we're... We'll have the regular time.
Yeah, well, we'll do. Right. Yeah, let's get to a schedule if we can.
Let's get a news update from Buzz.
Brought to you today by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Right now, Dr. Friedman's offering breast augmentation for just $49.90. That's a savings of over $1,000. And guys, turn those man boobs into pecs. Have somebody you know call Dr. Friedman's office today. You'll find his number by clicking his ad on our website.
I'm making pecs.
That's a good exercise, as a matter of fact.
I thought that was a spider doing push-ups in the mirror.
From our I didn't even know this was a problem department, debt collectors can no longer come at you through your Facebook friends.
Yeah, Mark.
A judge in Florida has ruled that contacting your Facebook friends about your debts is a violation of the Fair Debt Collection Act. The act doesn't specifically cover social media because social media hadn't been invented when the act was passed. But this judge's ruling sets a legal precedent that says going through Facebook violates the spirit of the law.
Wait, so they could shame you by going to your friend and say, did you know that so-and-so owes us?
A woman fell behind in her car payments in Florida, and the debt collector started contacting her friends and saying things about her, asking things about her, her various friends on Facebook.
So, man. Oscar, judge says you can't do that. No tweets about Kara.
No. She doesn't know anybody.
Can't do it.
She was in my heart.
Air traffic controllers are not exactly helping their cause. Now, one's been caught watching a movie when he should have been watching a radar screen. And he doubled his stupidity.
A wonderful effort, Mike.
Thank you. That was my pathetic effort at Charlie.
We salute you.
You're like Mel Blanc's son.
Piedmont heavy.
This controller.
Frontier Air, Charlie.
This controller doubled his stupidity by keying a microphone that carried 3 minutes of the movie's soundtrack, rendering one frequency unusable for pilots around Cleveland. This is now the 8th controller to be suspended this year, the other 7 for sleeping on duty.
I would imagine this is like piloting an aircraft. It really is a tremendous amount of downtime when you're there in that dark tower, and you have to deal with this stuff, followed by moments where you have to be on the ball and you have to be paying attention. And if you let the downtime, you know, eat you up, you're going to fall asleep. You're going to watch a movie. You're going to blow it off.
They're not fixing this. Instead of giving the guys 8 hours of downtime and putting them back to work again, they've expanded it to 9. Well, you know what? That's not going to help.
No.
We should do with air traffic controllers what we do with firefighters.
Right.
Pay them to sleep on the job.
And with many police departments.
Exactly.
Can I say that, you know, my boss has a private plane. And the hardest part about that is just getting... And again, it's not about when someone is flying the plane, you have to do, if you are in that co-pilot seat and you're not flying, you have to do everything you can to keep them engaged.
Right.
Because it gets boring.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Once you're up there, you're up there.
Number one issue. I remember this from years ago. Mm-hmm. Number one issue for pilots, boredom.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Boredom,
sure.
Especially because those big jets, I got news for you. Those are computers
they
that
fly
are flying
themselves.
Those.
God, exactly. I know it. It's just like it on this show. I get in here and once, you know, I play the open, it's just like, good God, are
that's
we
right.
done yet?
We're on autopilot.
I would say you might make more adjustments during this one-hour show than a pilot would on a transcontinental.
Oh, and God knows I've killed more people.
You know, back in the day before 9/11, and I was on an Aer Lingus. Hello. Lingus
longer.
Irish Airlines flight from I think, Shannon Airport in Ireland to New York.
Mm-hmm. Clear and for landing.
I was lucky enough to be flying first class, and I was up in the front of the plane, and had me a few Baileys and was feeling no pain, and somehow got a rapport going with the pilot who came back to go to the John.
Just chatting.
And I'm chatting with the guy, and he said, well, if you want to come up and see how we do this in the Airbus, because it was a brand new Airbus
airplane. I was wondering if you wanted to come up to the front and see how the plane flies.
And he said, and he showed me the computer screen. He showed me their approach to Kennedy, and then he showed me the aborted landing and where they had to go around. And it was all done with 3 computer screens, and it amazed me, the technological advances that they have, but it also makes me wonder, you know, when it's really happening, thank you, Sullenberger, you know, can they do that? And I think most of them can.
Paying attention. Right. You want to know what courage is? Some illegal aliens in California say they filed federal income tax returns yesterday, hoping that playing by the rules will give them a path to citizenship.
I like that.
You know, those damned illegals are trying to carry their weight and pay their fair share at the risk of being arrested and deported. Isaias Aguilar says that if amnesty ever comes around, he suspects he will be asked if he paid taxes. He wants to be able to say yes. President Obama is holding a bipartisan meeting today on the subject of immigration reform. Critics say he's dropped the ball on the immigration issue and that getting back on it could be important to his reelection effort.
Prayer breakfast.
It's going to be hard to find all those balls.
Yes, I agree.
That have been dropped.
Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is far from liberal, but she may have surprised a few of her conservative supporters yesterday. She vetoed a bill that would have required presidential candidates to show their birth certificates before getting on the ballot in Arizona. She says that law could be misused for political gain. She also violated a gun, or rather vetoed a gun rights bill that would have permitted the carrying of guns on college campuses. Brewer says that proposed law was vetoed because it was poorly worded.
Oh, man. Welcome to Advanced Trigonometry. Great to have you with us.
A new MSNBC poll shows that because of the economy, Barack Obama's popularity is about as low as it's ever been. The poll also shows he's the least unpopular of all the 2012 presidential hopefuls.
That makes sense to me.
I like being the least unpopular.
That's what you want in life, isn't
well,
it?
Well, isn't that what a presidential election is about?
Always.
Yeah, it really is.
47% of us disapprove of Obama's job performance. That's down 7 points since January. 37% of us strongly disapprove. But the poll shows Obama 4 to 6 points ahead of his closest challengers, Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee, and it shows him 12 points ahead of novelty hopefuls like Donald Trump and Michelle Bachmann, 17 points ahead of Sarah Palin.
Maybe next week on the program, we'll have a roundtable really about what we think about Donald Trump, whether he's really doing this, whether he's doing this to brand himself, or whether this is a legitimate presidential run. We'll see what happens.
Maybe we'll know more by then. Right. Finally, a lot of people have never seen that episode of TV's WKRP in Cincinnati, in which live turkeys were dropped from a helicopter as part of a dumb radio station promotion.
Right. So great.
Oh, the humanity.
Fantastic.
Dateline Orange, thank you, Florida. The pastor at a local church thought it would be a good idea to drop 20,000 plastic Easter eggs from a helicopter to the ground below and let kids scoop them up.
Oh, no.
He had the good sense to keep the kids behind yellow tape to keep them from being pelted or pummeled, but he underestimated the turnout by a few thousand kids.
Oh, no.
Pastor Tim describes it as chaos and pandemonium. A lot of the eggs broke on impact, and a lot of the kids came away with halves of plastic eggshells. But no one was injured and no one was arrested, and for Florida, that's a good day. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Nice.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Oh, thank you, Florida. State Buzz and I want to live in someday.
That's right.
Our show today was brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. CB Lucas made our living room studio cozy and comfortable year round. Unless Buzz is futzing with it. Mention this ad and get your AC tuned up for summer. Yes, we are just around the corner. We're going to have another 80-degree day this week.
That's right.
So be ready. Tune it up with CB Lucas for just $69. That is a deal, my friends. And if you need a new high-efficiency system, call them for a free in-home estimate. They sweat the details. Get 36 months, same as cash financing, or rebates up to $1,200 on new Trane systems. For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas AC and Heating, or click their ad on our website. Hang in there, Oscar. Chris Santana.
Yeah, my man.
For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Patchwork quilt.
Protein bar.